The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
The Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
.com.
.com.
I don't want to do it. Okay. I can't.
That's okay. Just relax. Just think about the theme of the show and what we discussed at the start. No pressure. Take your time.
Welcome to the Confidence and Self-Esteem Podcast.
Challenging you to increase your confidence and self-esteem.
Introducing your host, James Blundell.
Using everyday life to help you increase your confidence and your self-esteem and really choose your battles. Or not, as the case may be. Don't choose your battles at all and just stay clear of all drama. Is that good advice? I don't know. How are you doing? Have you been in touch with me yet? Have you reached out and asked for some advice or support or reached out because you want to chat? Love to hear from you. I want to talk today about I want to talk today about, I was in the car. Okay, so I've put this thing on TikTok. It was a little video. It happened sort of live. And it's not a lot. It's not a lot happening, but this is the point of the video, of the discussion. It's not a lot. And yet, have I made it something more than it should be? Which I don't believe I have, but anyway. What a load of cryptic rubbish I'm talking about. Right, get back to it. This is the deal. I was in this road because Kerry was running into a house to do a foot sculpture with our newborn. Where, you know, they sink it in sort of plaster, I think, and it then produces like a mould for your foot, and then they make it in silver or what have you, and then we stick it up on the wall somewhere. We've done it with our other kids. We decided to do it this one. So she's gone in this house. It's Friday afternoon, 10, or maybe Friday morning, 10 o'clock or something in the morning. The road's empty. There's not a single car on the road. And it's wide enough for two cars to get by side by side, but no wider. So if a third car came along, they wouldn't be able to fit a third car side by side. And with the whole road empty, I've been sat there maybe 20 minutes, half an hour. I've got the kids in the car, so I've got the other two kids in the car, or two of the other kids in the car, because we've got four in total. And a car comes alongside me and parks up. And the guy just gets out and goes in his house. So now, with a completely empty road, we're in a place where nobody can get by. No other vehicles can get by. And I giggled at the time that somebody could do that. When I'm thinking, you could have just stopped your car, you know, whatever, a car and a half length behind us, or in a car and a half length in front of me, and gone in your house. You could still gone in your house. And two things from his point of view, I'm guessing he's either thinking, you know, he's quite fixed in his ways, and well, I always park my car outside my house, fair enough. Or maybe he's slightly autistic, where he's just, well, this is just what I do. Or the other side of things is he's a bit sort of rude and thinking, well, don't know who that is. I don't care. I'm parking here anyway. He can move. But either way, I'm now sat there thinking, right, so then as soon as a car comes along, what do I do? Do I just politely reverse out the way or drive forward a bit so other cars can get through? Or do I go and knock on his door and just say, excuse me, a car wants to get through. You are causing an obstruction. An emergency vehicle can't get through. You need to move. I had a similar scenario a number of years ago where I was working in removals, and we moved to this little village, which had lots of terraced houses all joined together. And when we arrived at, I don't know, whatever it was, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the road was empty. We park up our removal van, and gradually everyone starts coming in from work. And by 6 o'clock at night, we're still unloading all the furniture. And the road's jam-packed with cars. So as soon as a car comes up in one direction, there's just nowhere for them to get through because cars have parked on the opposite side of the road as well. And then everyone starts blaming us. We're like, hang on a minute. When we arrived on this street, there was no one parked here. If anything, you want to go and find all the owners of all the other cars. And with a removal lorry, it's a bit different. One, you want to be by the front door because otherwise you're carrying furniture an unnecessary distance. Two, this isn't a small vehicle where we could just go and park up somewhere down the road. This is going to be very difficult to park. But, you know, it was funny that everyone else was to a certain degree at fault because they're causing obstruction, and yet we were the ones that were getting the blame for it. Similar sort of thing here. After probably another 10 minutes, a vehicle did turn up and I made the decision to move. But in the meantime, I've put a video just on TikTok just saying what should I do? And I think I had 4 comments. One of them just basically said I'd go and knock on his door, and he had like a punchy fish sign with a wink or something. And the other 3 basically said, just move. Stop making a drama out of this. Just move. And I'm thinking, thank you very much. That's you know, all I wanted to hear was people's opinions on that. And the importance of the question for me is, why is that important from a confidence and self-esteem point of view or relevant? And therefore, what I wanted to say on the subject was this. This is important from a confidence and self-esteem point of view because if I make this into a drama, if I make this bigger than it had needed to be, then yes, technically I am in the right. I mean, you know, I paid my road tax. That person, it wasn't their parking space. They weren't guaranteed that parking space outside their house because they just parked on a highway anyway. So, you know, they have no right to that parking space. They weren't disabled and it wasn't a disabled bay. I wasn't parked on their drive because the person didn't have a drive. So, you know, it was all that person was in the wrong because they've caused an obstruction. And therefore, technically, I am in a position where I can and maybe should have said something. However, I've got my children in the car. I don't want that guy to come out waving his arms around and being angry. I'm also in a place where I'm just sat around anyway, waiting for Kerry to come back to the car. So, I mean, I described this to one mate and he said, go and find a car parking space somewhere around the corner and just text her to say where you are. And I'm like, no, I don't need to go to those lengths. I literally had to move forward, 10 foot or something, 6 foot, 7 foot, because there was no other people parked on the road. And again, it then goes back to the question, well, why are you making such a big deal out of this? And it's to the stage, it's a metaphor to a certain degree for other scenarios that we may put ourselves in. Excuse me. Where if I make a big deal out of this, and, you know, if I went and knocked on his door, if I refused to move, and the person in the car behind who wanted to get by just comes up and starts knocking on my window, and I say, no, I'm not moving, I was here first, and this and that and the other, I could do all that. But it's just going to, you know, make my heart beat a little bit faster. I'm putting myself in confrontational position, a position with maybe the other drivers on the road, the other motorists, or maybe even the person if I knock on his front door. And, Yeah, and therefore I just moved. I drove past that person, then as they went past me, just sort of gave me a nice wave, and I wound down the window and said, I'm ever so sorry, I wasn't trying to be awkward, I was actually there before the other person, and the other was, don't worry about it, that person's, I think I know the person who lives there, and, you know, a bit of a strange character anyway, don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay, fine, no worries, sorry. But the point is this, from a confidence and self-esteem point of view, we quite often put ourselves in a place where we are looking for drama. We quite often put ourselves in a place where actually, what does it really make a difference if we just keep our mouth shut and walk away? Why do we go searching? Because, you know, not only has this thing happened, but let's say I went and knocked on his door and he said, well, like, move in, and there was a bit of an argument. What would be happening then? I'd be then going telling all this story to my friends. Guess what happened to me? Right? And although it could be deemed as a funny story, actually it also becomes the story where it's just another story. And if you do that for one story, you're likely to do that for lots of different scenarios. Oh, here he is again. What's happened to him this time? People don't want to be around those type of people. Always finding the drama. He can't just go home and watch TV. No, he's always got to find some sort of drama. There's always something going on in his life. He's always centre of the universe, what have you. Etc. And, you know, after a while, it affects your confidence, because people eventually just say, do you know what? I'm not interested. I don't want to hang around with you. And they avoid you more because you're always looking for the drama. And that's it. It's a scenario where it's a situation where in isolation as a one-off, it's not a big deal. It's a story which is not that big a deal. It's a story which, you know, I am making a mountain out of a molehill in this particular scenario. But that's not the point. The point is, if I'm making a mountain out of a molehill by reacting to this for this particular scenario, then how many more other things in my life am I doing it for, when the reality is I could just walk away? So the question I have for you is quite simple. It's, are there times when you're finding drama when you could walk away? Are there times when maybe you should be inviting drama and putting your foot down and sticking to your principles, when in actual fact you're just walking away from the scenario? Just got me thinking, that was all. If you're on TikTok and you find a video and you want to comment, feel free. If you want to speak to me directly, feel free. If you want to do nothing but listen to all my other episodes, then feel free. Have a fantastic day. Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Contact the show
by emailing james@theconfidenceandselfesteempodcast.com
or on Twitter @Blundell_James.